Besant says far-left extremists on notice as Treasury hits Antifa tech. By Marianne Angela on August 26, 2026. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Wednesday that the United States will continue cutting the financial lifelines of violent far-left groups, announcing sanctions against three organizations and two individuals. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, designated Italy-based Autistici Inventati, the United Kingdom's Palestine Action, and the transnational group Mazar Battel under Executive Order 13224, the government's primary counterterrorism sanctions authority. Germany-based Said Abdul Nasser and Brazil-based Rawa El-Zaghir were designated as Mazar Battel leaders. Bessent tied the action to extremists the department said are increasingly embracing organized violence. Far-left extremists, their fronts, and their enablers should be on notice. We will bring the full weight of our economic tools to bear, Bessent wrote. Political terrorism has no place in our society, and we will continue to cut the financial lifelines of these groups until they are eliminated. Far-left extremists, their fronts, and their enablers should be on notice. We will bring the full weight of our economic tools to bear. Political terrorism has no place in our society, and we will continue to cut the financial lifelines of these groups until they are eliminated. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, at SEC Scott Bessent, August 26, 2026. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a parallel designation the same day. Far-left terrorism poses a profound threat to the United States and the broader West, Rubio told Fox News Digital. Today, the United States sanctioned Autistici/Inventati, a major far-left tech collective whose services are used by the most active and violent Antifa cells in the United States and across the world. The State Department said Oregon-based Rose City Antifa used the collective's tools to organize and incite violent acts inside the United States. A far-left media group on the same infrastructure publishes communiques for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, according to the department. That media group was cited in a federal complaint against a domestic terrorist sentenced to 19 years for bombing a federal building in a police car. Treasury said the Italian collective supplies encrypted email, web hosting, and video conferencing to groups it fits for ideological alignment, including the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Palestine Action was proscribed by the British government in July 2025 after break-ins at defense sites and military installations. A UK court quashed that ban in February. An appeals court restored it in June. Mazar Battel was designated as a front for the Samadun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, sanctioned by the United States and Canada in October 2024 as a PFLP front. The PFLP has been a designated foreign terrorist organization since 1997. The 2026 U.S. counterterrorism strategy identifies violent far-left groups as one of three major terrorist threats facing the United States. Bessent laid out Treasury's plans to choke off political terrorism financing at a State Department summit in July that drew delegations from more than 70 countries. All property held by the designated parties in the United States or controlled by U.S. persons is blocked and must be reported to OFAC. Entities owned 50% or more by blocked persons are also blocked.